Where would the poorest people live in Valdosta? What section of town? The very poorest people?
The south end.
Where would the very richest people live?
Northwest.
And would there be neighborhoods that are just predominantly just middle-class citizens?
Yeah, actually the center section of town from east to west all the way through is considered a middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the upper middle class, I guess you would say, is on the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Housing ranges up to, say, 35,000.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them run from 25, 24,
mm-hmm.
that area on it, around 35.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, on the down northwest side of town, it's mostly businessmen, professional people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would there be, are there any ethnic groups besides blacks here in Valdosta?
No, sir.
Is there a section?
There were a few Cubans came in.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stay here too long. They live over at Lakeland now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they pretty well blended in with the society now. That
mm-hmm.
you don't, they don't separate them like they first did. Of course, when they came here, they spoke Spanish, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and they came here in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Yeah. A lot of migration around there.
Yeah. We didn't get the effects of it too much. This
mm-hmm.
was, now we've got a good many, we've got 5 Cuban doctors
mm-hmm.
that came to Valdosta.
Mm-hmm.
And they, don't seem to be any controversy at all. Matter, I take my kids to one of them. He's in partnership
mm-hmm.
with another
mm-hmm.
doctor, and
mm-hmm.
we use him.
Well, that's good.
Now, I think on further south, I've talked to people, you know, that live down around Miami and all, and they
mm-hmm.
they have resentment, these racial problems, I think, between Cubans and
mm-hmm.
and whites, but
mm-hmm.
not don't have a problem here. There's not that many of them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a section of Valdosta where blacks own stores and patronize stores?
Yeah, on the south end they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would there be another? Would there be other black neighborhoods besides the south south side?
Yeah, there's one sitting on the center,
mm-hmm.
on the east side, right in the center of town. They call it Tom Town.
Uh-huh.
The blacks call it Tom Town.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have names for all of their
mm-hmm.
communities, I guess you call them, or districts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their upper echelon or silk stocking district is on the southeast corner of town, and they call it Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then right behind it is a new subdivision that was built during the 235 program,
mm-hmm.
that government subsidy.
Yeah.
Building,
uh-huh.
and they call it Woodgate. The old housing, the substandard housing, now a lot of it they are condemning. As soon as they'll move out, the city
mm-hmm.
will condemn it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one day there's right below the tracks, there's a little district, they call them 40 Quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And the name derives from the fact that that was the price of the rent originally was 40 quarters,
uh-huh.
and they call it 40 quarters.
God.
And then another district, a little further over, some block houses, and when they was originally built, the rent was $30 a month,
mm-hmm.
and they call them dollar houses.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a tendency to figure their
mm-hmm.
their finances by the day, because most of them, you go back and that they derive their money from farm labor,
mm-hmm.
and they figure by the day, they get paid by the day, and
mm-hmm.
and they'll wind up
mm-hmm.
doing their transactions by the day.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of their names centered around that, you know, that's where it comes from.
Can you remember